Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm sorry if there's background noise and I couldn't get an episode out over the weekend due to the fact that I was offline. I was at my cabin again and I'm very, very sorry. Sorry for the latest episode was not very good. In today's episode, I'll just be doing a trophy count. I only got to play a tiny bit, so I am at 5,557 trophies. Let's get right into the shop. Oh, I have Horus Bow today in my shop. I like that skin. That skin's pretty good. So, today, I didn't get a lot of pushing in due to the fact that I could only play a little bit. Had to get my school stuff done. So, that wasn't very fun, but hey, gotta get on what you gotta get done. Alright, let's go over the shop. There's an offer called Big Value. 30 gems, 350 coins, a mega box for $2. That is insane. You could get 30 gems for $2. And now you're adding in an 80 gem mega box and 350 worth of coins. It's, I'd say, about 40 gems. So that is actually insane. In the shop today, you can find the special offer, a mega box for 49 gems and Koala Nita for 69 gems. Due to the fact that I haven't been playing, I am only at tier 22, sadly. Haven't been doing very good. And yeah, it's because I haven't been able to play a lot. And so, due to that fact, I'm going to make it up to you. In today's episode, we're going to be breaking down every single gadget, starting with the first brawler in the game that you get, which is going to be Shotgun Shelly. So tighten up your hatch, because we're about to start. Also, a special shout out to anyone who's watching this podcast internationally. And thank you for everybody who watches me on Twitch. It really means a lot to me that you guys are liking and favoriting my podcast, and I thank you guys all for this. A special shout out, if you didn't see it already, to Coley Guacamole. I did a collaboration with him, so make sure to go check that out. If you haven't already, it's on his podcast. Poco's podcast. Probably one of the better podcasts out there. Also, check out my collaboration with the Brawling Bros. It was a pretty fun one, too. And if you haven't already noticed, I have changed my name to Bees Buzz. I'm sorry, I will not change my podcast name again. I just felt like Piper's Plaza wasn't very good. And I think a lot of people out there thought that was, too. Make sure to go ahead and check out my podcast. Well, I mean, spread the word around. Like, it would mean a lot to me. My highest brawler currently is still Piper. At rank 24 with 696 trophies. I did play one match and I lost. So, yeah. But otherwise, I am fine. So, yeah. I'll see you after this segment where I'm going to be breaking down every single gadget in the game. Hello and welcome to the next segment of this podcast. In this segment, I might have changed my mind. I'll see how far I can get, but I'll be breaking down gadgets as far as I can tell. We'll at least get all the common brawlers out of the way, and if we can't finish them all today, then I'll stop at the end of a rarity. Shelly's gadget is called Fast Forward, and the description reads, Shelly dashes ahead, skipping a few unnecessary steps. This one has 3 charges, and I'm going to explain to you guys why it's good. This allows Shelly, a brawler that relies on getting right on top of brawlers to hit them, allows her to dash ahead, getting on top of brawlers, or even escaping, allowing her to get out of tight situations, but get into the combats she knows she can take from a close range. This puts Shelly on a whole nother level, and if you don't have her gadget, she's going to be harder to play. Alright, next up is going to be Nita. Nita is a super easy brawler to get, but that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about her gadget, which I actually have. I just got it. Which just recently got a nerf. It's called Bear Paws. Nita commands for Bear to slam the ground, stunning all enemies within its reach. Charge per match, 2. I can't stress about how good this gadget is. Even with the nerf with the charges, it's still insane. Making it one of the best gadgets in the game, just by a lot. Even though it's charged per match 2, I mean, really, you're not going to be using it that much. I mean, you're not even going to get your bear that much in a match. All I can think of you using it that much is in matches like Gem Grab. So, yeah. And so, that's kind of cool. And it really helps her because it allows her to stun the enemies where if you get Hyper Bear, this gadget made her be from not as good to one of the top brawlers on the list instantaneously with that gadget. Can't stress about how good it is, but enough on me rambling about Nita. I'm just going to stop that because I will just keep going. I think I'm just going to do all the common brawlers. Next up is Colt. His gadget is Speed Loader. Colt instantly reloads 2 ammo, charges from match 3. Now, this gadget is good for Colt because if you're in one of those tight spots, Colt's a high damage brawler. So, yeah. So, since Colt is a high damage brawler, sorry for that thing on my Alexa. That's annoying. Since he's a high damage brawler, it allows him to go ahead and just reload 2 ammo instantly, which can lead for some better plays. I know this gadget will be better on the brawlers with slow reload speeds, such as Brock or Piper. Speaking of which, my next brawler on the list is going to be Bull. Bull's gadget is called T-Mode Injector. Bull instantly rejuvenates himself 1,500 health. This will charges per match 3. Now, instead of them negating the charges per match to be 2, they nerfed the health. I feel like this was better because if they nerfed the charges per match, he'd still be getting just too much health at one time. T-Bone Injector is a decent gadget, and what it does is it lets Bull, as if he's in kind of those sticky situations, maybe against a Shelly or against a Daryl, allowing him to secure that fight and take him down. After Bull is going to be Jessie. Her gadget is called Spark Plug. Jessie triggers a shockwave from her turret, slowing down all enemies within this area of effect. I do not recommend this very much in Showdown. The only thing I can think of you using it in Showdown is to either let something catch up to them, such as letting the boss catch up to a brawler, letting another brawler catch up to that brawler, but not really Jessie, because really, Jessie only can do, 1,000 damage. So, yeah, 1,000 damage is not that much. And due to the fact that that's only that, or around 1,000 damage, due to the fact that that's how good it is, it's not going to be that viable of an option in Showdown. But it can be really good in Brawl Brawl and those other modes. Next up is Brock's gadget, Rocket Laces. The description reads, Brock blasts the ground below him and propels himself into the air. The explosion deals 500 damage to nearby enemies, and I believe it knocks them back. I believe this could do without the damage even and the knockback. But this allows Brock to jump away from close combats, and you can even use water for the advantage of it. Deal a little damage, knock them back. It's just a really good gadget, I feel like. Now, the next brawler. Sorry, everyone, for the break. Anchor was not doing very well. Let's go with the speed round of gadgets. Dynamax gadget, it's a decent option now with the nerf, but still really only 700 damage. Come on, Supercell. Next up is Tick. Him being able to his gold backup mine. Tick makes a quick dash, leaving a single mine on the ground, charges per match 3. So, I guess, that's pretty good because he can dash away from combats and while doing just a smidge of damage, so that's pretty good. 8-bits cheat cartridge, you can instantly teleport to his power booster. Really good in the right hand. And M's is friend zoner. M's pushes back all enemies around her while also dealing 500 damage. Really good gadget. Putting them at the perfect range for her to get all 3 ticks off, and yes. So, I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. We forgot to go over the events. I'm probably not going to do tips today. Hot Zone Breakout Brawl. Gem Grab Stone Fort. Brawl Ball Beach Brawl. Heist Bandit Cove. Showdown Cavern Churn. So, yeah. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Sorry, I did switch back from my iPad to my phone. So, if there's bad audio quality in this, yeah. So that's going to wrap up today's episode. So see you guys later. Bye. Spread the word, please, and see ya.